I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has fled Sri Lanka in a military jet. Protesters in the capital city, Colombo, stormed his residence and demanded he step down. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach tells us
people are kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. And now that the president's left, it's waiting to see, you know, if change will come. From what I understand, they didn't leave the places they raided. They stayed there until he did leave or resign. You know, it was kind of an empty promise until he did it.
After the president's flight, the prime minister declared a state of emergency and a curfew. He later canceled them as protesters stormed his office. Out in the villages, where CWO serves widows and orphans, things remain quiet. Extreme gas shortages make it tough to travel. Pray CWO staff can represent Jesus well as they help their neighbors. Meanwhile, deadly details are emerging in Japan. The man accused of killing former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe last week is undergoing extensive mental health tests. He told investigators his mother joined a cult called the Unification Church and bankrupted the family by giving to this cult. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access tells us
he thought the former Prime Minister Abe played the key roles in allowing this cult to spread within Japan.
Originally from South Korea, the cult draws significant financial support from followers in Japan. Lawyers say the cult forced families and ex-members to give $37 million between 2017 and 2020. Japanese Christians may be small in number, but they're introducing people to the truth of Jesus. Help Asian Access equip Christ followers in the full report at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.